This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today is a big day for everyone traveling to Washington, D.C. to witness this. That would be a piece of music called Ruffles and Flourishes, and it comes right before Hail to the Chief. Well, you might hear either or both pieces of music today, right before Donald Trump takes his oath of office as president. You probably won't hear this noise. Drones, they're banned from D.C., and there's a host of other tech-related rules around today's inauguration in Washington, whether you're there to cheer or there for the Women's March protest. Marketplace producer Claire Tennisketter has been digging into this. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Ben.
All right, so people who are attending the inauguration and the Women's March on Washington, what sort of tech are they allowed to have with them?
So you can bring your cell phone, your camera, your tablet. Maybe that's all one device. But there's also a list of banned items. Uh-huh. And at least two of those are new for 2017. Selfie sticks and drones.
Of course.
So selfie sticks have been banned at a lot of big public events because they can be used as weapons. Where drones are never allowed in Washington, D.C. because they've been seen as a national security risk. But for inauguration, the Secret Service reminded folks via a press release a couple weeks ago that they're not allowed, listing fines of up to $1,400 for individuals and $32,000 for companies that violate the anti-drone law.
Ooh, not cheap. Will people even be able to get service on their phones? It's a lot of people who are going to be in the city.
I mean, as you know, Ben, with any big event, cell phone service is a huge problem.
Yeah.
Concerts, protests, sporting events. So to prep for inauguration, cell carriers like AT&T and Verizon brought in the cows.
What?
This is an acronym for Cells on Wheels.
Of course.
They're temporary mobile cell sites that are expected to boost service.
Ah, signal boosters. Yeah.
Yep. And Comcast will also open up many of its Wi-Fi hotspots to the public.
Okay, so if you're not there and you want to stream, like me, I won't be there, so I want to stream.
Yep, yep.
How can I stream?
So like always, you can watch online. You can tune in to major TV and radio websites. You can watch on whitehouse.gov.
Ah.
Of course, there's Twitter, Facebook Live. But this year, you can also watch in virtual reality and 360-degree video.
Of course you can.
Yep, from the USA Today's YouTube channel. And Ben, this isn't new. So we've been able to live stream the inauguration for 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, all the way back in 1997, Bill Clinton's inaugural address was the first to be streamed online.
I did not know that. I assume that was pretty laggy, but that's
amazing. I'm sure it was.
Claire Tennisketter, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ben.